and I didn't follow up on it, or the Conaways didn't follow up on it. The date on the packet is September 21st, 2007, I believe it was. I didn't follow up on it on their behalf until 10/29. So I let 5 weeks lapse.
You need to talk to us, ma'am.
Pardon me? I'm sorry.
Talk to us.
Yes, okay.
You're going to showcase.
No, I'm not showcasing.
Else. Okay.
I didn't spend all this time trying to keep these papers for them to showcase.
I understand.
And there's no need to showcase.
And I think I have to agree with Mr. Cole that, you know, until there's, I don't know what you want us other than.
Well, let me suggest
this. Mr. Cole.
We have a third attorney or another attorney that's not affiliated with Griffin and Hackett.
Correct.
Would it be all right if we give this packet of information to Richard Burrell? And have him
just give us a report.
What he thinks, if there's any action we need to take in his legal opinion.
Any concerns?
Give him contact information from them in case he'd like to talk to them personally. More than likely, we're probably going to have to just bide our time until the courts make a decision. But your point has been.
Let me just add a couple more things. Both the state of Delaware and Sussex County Council have violated the U.S. Constitution Amendments 5, 7, and 14, okay? Fifth Amendment right deals with property. Seventh Amendment in property disputes over $20, and you're entitled to a jury trial. And all kinds of little tactics used to prevent these people from getting to a trial by jury. Of course, the 14th Amendment rights, which would be due process and equal protection of the laws. If their 1980 quitclaim deed is not protected, then nobody's deed can be protected. Their names are on two deeds. And then my closing statement down there, you can see what I would like the council to at least consider. And also, please get back to us on. Please send us something in writing. At the very least, attorneys James D. Griffin, Vincent G. Robinson, and the Griffin and Hackett Law Firm should not be paid with taxpayers' money to represent the state or the county in any legal transactions when the backstory is they have illegally and unlawfully denied the five Conaway senior siblings, who range in age from 79 to 67, ownership of their property that is held by two deeds. It is a monumental travesty of justice.
Man, we got a consensus, I think, to give this to Rick Burrell, our third attorney, and we'll just have a summary from him. And I don't know where it'll end up. It may be that we're not involved and there's nothing we can do, but we've been put on notice.
Yeah, may I just say a couple things to that? He's a Sussex County attorney. We know the problem we ran into finding impartiality and so forth.
We don't have to find him. He works for us.
But that's why we've had to take this case to...
No, he's not representing you. He represents us, and he's just going to give us... He's going to look at this and see if there's... what our impacts are. And we can't
promise... No court that has convicted anybody yet?
We can't promise you anything.
Correct. Okay. Sussex County.
Okay. All right.
But everyone needs to know that this information is going on out there, and this is how a few of the people have been treated that reside in your county and in this state.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Executive session.
I make a motion we
wait till after the. I guess we got.
Yeah, let's make a motion. Make a motion. We recess to executive session.
We may not start, folks, at 1:30 exactly in the afternoon.
Right. Since it's 1:30
in the afternoon.
Yeah.